The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. It is Tripping with the Critic in Miami. Last trip of 2019. 12 trips in 12 months. What a year of DIY travel it has been. And very nice and warm here in Miami. 70 degrees in the morning. And it is a long one-day fun day. Arrived at about 7:30 a.m. $150 round trip direct. You cannot beat it. Got the flight home at 10 p.m. tonight. The Just Stay Warm tour, our third trip in Florida. Started in January in Fort Lauderdale. Went to Jacksonville. And now wrapping up the year in Miami and at a very cool first stop for breakfast, Jimmy's East Side Diner, which is just right above Little Haiti, and we might make a place in Little Haiti our last stop. We'll see how it all falls into place. But getting the Spanish frittata with toast and potatoes. Oh, it is delicious. I'm taking another bite of this Spanish frittata. Great stuff. Good people, nice way to start off in Miami. And as I mentioned, it is going to be a very full day, so I got to get a good base of food because I believe there are going to be plenty of beverages. We are just getting started. Could be off to South Beach next. Oh yes, we have made our way to South Beach's oldest bar. It is Max Club Deuce. We've been to some great quote-unquote dive bars, and we mean that affectionately. Max Club Deuce, another of the great dive bars. It's still in the 9 a.m. hour, and I am drinking a Miami beer, the Wynwood Blonde. Let's taste that. And I am joined by one of the good workers here at Max. Tyler, I love this place. You guys open up at 8 a.m. every day. How do you get away with that?
We're grandfathered in. We've been open since 1926.
Wow.
Almost 100 years now. So we are open at 8. We don't close until 5. Come join us for happy hour every day, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That is a great deal. Plus, what is this, like a 2-for-1 on the beers?
That's our happy hour, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 2-for-1 on anything in the house. Buy one, get one free. That beer right there was $6, so you paid a total of $3 for each beer.
I might not leave here. I have a 10 o'clock flight back. I might miss the airport. I might not even make it home to Charleston.
That makes sense. We've had that many times here. I've actually met many people here, and then they come back like, I missed my flight, so it looks like I'm staying an extra day.
Great place. Thanks for having us at Max Club Deuce.
No, we appreciate it.
Yes, we have walked on Ocean Drive past all the famous hotels. And I'm not staying in one of those hotels. I've done 12 trips this year. 10 of them have been one-day fun days. I've only paid for a room once. That was in Pittsburgh. $70 for an Airbnb. Stayed with my friend Nostradamus in St. Louis. And we've made our way to another great dive bar, Ted's Hideaway. They open up at noon. They have happy hour from noon to 8 p.m. every day. And I'm enjoying another Miami beer, the MIA Vice. But may get one of Ted's famous hot dogs. Then I think it is time to hit some Miami breweries. Maybe we'll go to MIA. Maybe we'll go to Wynwood. We shall see. Oh, I couldn't leave Ted's Hideaway without talking to one of the hard workers here. Sam, you're putting up the Christmas decorations. It's looking nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I got all my little elves.
Yes.
They're here. They're running around.
And Ted's Hideaway, happy hour, noon to 8 p.m. I love that. What's with all these great South Beach bars?
That's what it is. It's South Beach. You got to be careful, though. A lot of places are really expensive. So, you know, we're one of the only places that is, like, actually affordable.
Well, I am glad I stopped in. What do you recommend for lunch?
For lunch, actually, I would go next door to the Big Pink. It's really, really good. It's a lot of food. Like, so don't order, like, an appetizer and a meal. It's a lot of food. Order one thing. It's giant portions.
Good advice from Sam at Ted's Hideaway, but I think it might be a liquid lunch for me. You might have to throw me out of here.
That's good. You want another beer?
Yes, come on. We have moved to the Wynwood Arts District in Miami. We've been all over Miami, and I've been ride-sharing. They do have a train here, but I have $5 off every ride, so I got to take advantage of that. And it is beautiful. It's 80 degrees and sunny. I could easily live in Florida, any place in Florida. But we have moved to the J. Wakefield Brewing. Cool place. Sit outside. I'm inside at the tap room enjoying the El Jefe Hefeweizen. Let us try that. That is tasting very good. Ladies, were you having the El Jefe?
We sure were. They were delicious.
They are. You were having like a whole flight. What did you have?
We had a whole flight, yeah.
We tried a bunch of different stuff. It was really good.
I like that.
That's right.
Those are my type of beer drinkers, and a great place to come and visit. It's our first brewery. I'm sure we will hit a couple of more as our Miami tour continues. We've walked down the block to the Wynwood Brewing Company on 24th Street and having the Wynwood Fox, the Imperial Red Ale. See, I'm a big Red Ale fan, and it's hard to find a good Red Ale. There are a couple of very good ones in Charleston. Jackie, here at Wynwood, tell me about the Red Ale.
Wynwood Fox, it's our Imperial Red. It's a little bit hoppy. Yeah. It's just got the perfect amount of malt in there and super balanced. You cannot miss this one. It's delicious.
Great stuff. I started at like 9:30 with a Wynwood La Rubia Blonde Ale.
Yeah, La Rubia. So yeah. La Rubia basically means the blonde. Yeah. That's essentially the style. And I was told this was actually brewed for the owner's mother.
No way.
Yes. And she comes in all the time. We call her moms. And we have moms and pops, so basically pops, we have the pops porter, and we have La Rubia for his mother.
Great stuff, amazing beer and brewery. A nice place to wind up this final Trippin' with the Critic of 2019. Yeah, I still got 5 hours to my flight, but I better cut off the recording now and continue to have fun. Definitely a great city in America, Miami. Trippin' with the Critic 2019, the most affordable travel show anywhere in the country. You see all these other lamos, you spend thousands of dollars, you're never going to the places that they go to. I've been to 12 cities in America this year. If I did it, you can do it. Chisel travel, DIY travel, punk rock travel, but it has been Trippin' with the Critic in Miami on the sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge.